Do you think that's how most weddings in the area are done, or does it vary?
I'd say the majority would probably be very traditional, simply because I feel like Roswell's got a lot of tradition. It's not too crazy or anything. I feel like most weddings here would be pretty traditional.
Okay. And do people tend to just marry other people from Roswell, or do just Roswell people get married in Roswell, and do people come in to Roswell to get married? Do you know any of this?
I'd say it's probably everything. I'm sure people from Roswell will marry people from Roswell. I know a few of my friends' parents have met, got married, and now live in Roswell, and their kids are my age, 19 or older, 20, 21. But I know that there's a ton of people who meet outside Roswell, marry there, come here. I know there's a ton of people in Roswell who marry people outside of Roswell. The wedding I went to in Roswell was my friend's big sister who married someone from outside of Roswell. But Roswell has a lot of beautiful places, especially in the historic side of it, that to get married. So I'm sure a ton of people come here to get married.
Now, what kind of places are you talking about when you say nice places?
Just really traditional churches, as opposed to the more modern edgy buildings, I guess. They're more the traditional white chapels and big wooden pews and all that type of thing that people see in, I guess, like magazines and movies and stuff. And then also places like Bullock Hall, and I don't know if people actually get married there, but I'm sure they have receptions, and just the squares in Roswell. Most places to have receptions or to be married, and the churches are very traditional and beautiful, and it would all make for a pretty good place to get married, I'd say.
All right. For a change of topic, do you have siblings?
I have one older brother.
And how did you guys get along when you were growing up?
When we were first growing up, it was a little bit hard with us because I was 5 years younger than him. So in elementary school, it was okay at best, but towards fifth grade, the middle school, my brother going into fifth grade and middle school, he was a little more rebellious and a little more trying to branch away from not only me, but also my parents, in the sense that he was just trying to disobey the rules, and he would give me a really hard time, and I would feel really reproached by it. And also, I thought it was cool that he was, like, edgy and rebellious, so I would try to just mimic him and everything he did, and of course he loved that. And yeah, he hated it whenever I did that. So as he got into middle school, it was pretty rough that time. But once he got into high school and I got into middle school, we started finally trying to get to know each other. But unfortunately at that time it was the last few years before he went off to college, so we didn't get to know each other as well as we could have, but we got along a lot better once we both got older.
That's good. Where did you go to elementary school?
I went to Roswell North, and then there was a redistricting when I went into fourth grade. So for fourth and fifth, I went to Mountain Park.
Okay. How would you describe those two schools?
From what I remember, they were both really good. I remember it being fun.
All right. Do you have any strong memories or, stories from elementary school that are really kind of cool?
I remember roller rink days. I loved roller rink days for some reason. I guess it was like one night every week or every month. I can't really remember. But it was just always fun because the whole school would go out to the roller rink and just skate around. And it was like a big party for little kids. And I remember thinking that was really cool. And I don't really think anyone does that anymore, so it was pretty awesome.
Cool. All right. Just a little less pounding on the table.
Sorry.